WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People in suburban New York City got a rude awakening when wildfires broke out in two separate states.
Our whole neighborhood is, under siege, put it that way.
Vinny Lanza lives in West Milford, New Jersey, where firefighters are having a difficult time getting a handle on flames spawned by drought conditions.
Our weather's changed so much. So far we've had an earthquake, a tornado, and now a crazy wildfire. All that stuff happens all around our country, but we never had it happen over here.
An 18-year-old state parks employee battling a wildfire in Orange County, New York, was killed when he was hit by a falling tree. Crews in Ventura County, California, say the flames of a wildfire that's destroyed dozens of homes there are now 31% contained. Jamie Randall returned to see the charred ruins of her place in Camarillo.
It's harder, I think, today for me than it was even a few days ago to wrap my head around the gravity of what has happened to our home.
The fire broke out last Wednesday. The UN's annual climate conference, COP29, is underway in Azerbaijan. CBS's David Schechter.
The focus of this year's meetings is on how rich nations can make good on pledges to finance poorer nations in their efforts to transition to clean energy and make their cities more resilient to extreme weather. This comes just days after the victory of President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed climate change as a hoax.
The president-elect has begun filling top positions in the new administration, CBS's Jared Hill.
Trump announced former ICE director Tom Homan will be his border czar. And CBS News has learned that GOP Senators Marco Rubio and Bill Hagerty, a staunch opponent of Ukraine funding, are among those being considered for Secretary of State.
Whatever role I hold going forward, it's going to be advancing the positions that President Trump has articulated.
Mr. Trump is scheduled to meet with President Biden in the Oval Office Wednesday. He's already had calls with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu through an interpreter.
I spoke to President-elect Donald Trump three times last week. They were very good and productive conversations designed to further tighten the firm alliance between Israel and the United States.
The Kremlin denies a Washington Post report Mr. Trump has spoken with Vladimir Putin. It's time to thank a veteran for their service. This is Veterans Day. Tom Manning rode his motorcycle in a parade in Philadelphia.
We're representing the guys who served not only from our time on, but, my father was in the Army. My wife's father was in the Army. Even prior to that, my grandfather was in the Army in World War I.
S&P futures are up 16. Dow futures ahead, 157. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. We're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. Why do you say that?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
I'm If I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. And then on Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
About this, so here we go.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out.
Good morning, Civic Media, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I am sitting in, as well as Todd Albaugh. Todd Albaugh is getting set up with some technical difficulties, but we will have him very, very soon. And I am here as one of your co-hosts this week. Pat is on vacation all week, but we're going to take care of you. We're happy to have you along for happy to have you along here for the show, and we got a lot going on this week. I got Todd Albaugh this week. We got Matt Rothschild as well as Luke Mather sitting in for Pat while he is on a much needed and much deserved vacation. We got
just one too.
Oh, and there's Todd Albaugh. He did it, folks. You don't need me anymore. You don't need me anymore.
It's not true at all, Greg Bach. Oh my goodness, Greg. I'm like, what is? I came in last night. I thought I'll be ready. I'll be prepared, like a good Boy Scout. Although I was only in front of a Boy Scout for like 3 months, and I thought, and I'm like, why is this not working? And I went back and looked through all of my settings, and I don't know, somehow within the audio, the actual mic volume got reset to zero. I don't know how it happened, but anyway.
I'm going to blame the unknown intern.
Yes, there you are.
That fantastic. Intern's the name is intern. Morris. So, all right, well, folks.
The cat.
Let me please welcome you to the show. And welcome your host for today, the ever-loving, the ever-wonderful, ever-positive, Mr. Todd Albaugh. Hello, Todd.
You are too kind, Greg Bach. How was your weekend?
It was very well, it was busy until yesterday, and I did nothing. It was wonderful. We went for a long walk in the morning with the puppers, took her to the dog park to wear her out so she would just have a day of resting and relaxing because that's what we wanted. And that was it. That was basically it. So, yeah.
Just chill out.
Well,
I think we all needed that. We should say touch some grass.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We definitely need to chill out. That's for darn sure. How was your weekend?
Yeah, I know, right? It was fine. Thanks for asking. It was I chilled. I shouldn't say we. I just chilled out. My oldest godson and his girlfriend was in town from Indiana, so and it was a surprise. So I had a fish fry with them on Friday night, and watched a little college football on Saturday. And much like you, I thought this will be a great weekend for Todd to just kind of get things in order because do laundry and get my apartment in order, and none of that happened. I did absolutely nothing, as it turned out.
Oh, but that's sometimes just, I mean, when people just say that, like, what'd you do on Saturday? We didn't do anything. We got some dinner and then went home. I'm like, that sounds amazing.
Indeed it was. Yeah. So, can't complain at all. Glad everybody is back with us here on a Monday. As you said, Pat Kreitlow is on a much-needed and well-deserved vacation. And so he'll be back with us on Monday for Up North News Radio. So glad to be here with you, Greg, today and tomorrow. As you said, other folks in the civic media sphere are going to join us throughout the week as well. So that should be good. And you see the flag behind me for those watching on the stream. It is Veterans Day, the 11th of November, 2024. And I thought it was appropriate to take a minute to just thank all the men and women who have put on the uniform over the years. And all these things that we enjoy in life are many. Many of the things we enjoy in life are due to people having a constant vigilance for freedom and democracy over the years. And of course, so many people have given the ultimate sacrifice for that. So we honor all of those veterans today. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. Also thought we should maybe take a minute and look at a few scores this morning and news headlines for you on this Veterans Day on the 11th. Packers not playing over the weekend. They had a bye weekend, as did the Wisconsin Badger football team. So no Wisconsin-based football this weekend. Kind of felt weird, honestly. I did meet a friend for brunch yesterday, and I wore my Packers stuff, and he goes, "Wow, you're decked out even not on game day." I'm like, "Well, it was just available. It was Sunday, yeah. So that's what I put on."
Fandom doesn't stop when it's a bye week,
right? Thank you, Greg Bach. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. A couple other scores, or a few other scores for you. Baltimore got a win over Cincinnati yesterday, 35-34. Carolina over the New York Giants by a score of 20-17. It was Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes remain. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes got the good end of the wishbone at Thanksgiving last year, but the luck continues for the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs as they beat Denver at the last missed field goal, a second field goal, 16-14. The Chiefs remain unbeaten. Taylor Swift still getting it done there for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I was going to say.
Pittsburgh and TJ Watt continue to get it done as well. And Russell Wilson, as they had another close one, 28-27 over the Washington Commanders. And yes, sad to tell you this morning here on a Monday morning, but it was the Minnesota Vikings getting the win over Jacksonville by a score of 12-7. New Orleans. Thank you. By a score of 20-17. The San Francisco 49ers with the McCaffrey back on the team got a 23-20 win over Tampa Bay. It was the Buffalo Bills over the New England Colts by a score of 30-20. And that pretty much sums up the games over the weekend in the NFL. On Monday Night Football, it will be Miami at the L.A. Rams. So we'll see about that. But there's a few NFLs. But it feels weird in this time of year to not have a Packer game, at least for me. I don't know.
I always feel like it's...
Are you a big...
I feel like it's also like... Be like, all right, guys, it's 2 weeks. We're good. We'll see you a little later.
Right.
Just going to relax a little because, I mean, at least with this season, I am, and if you've listened to me talk before about football, you know that I am not the biggest football fan. But when you work in radio, you know how your teams are doing. And the Packers seem to me, well, one, they're not doing the best. They're not terrible. They're not like the worst. Right. But I feel like, and I said this to Paul Noonan, our sports guy on Thursday when I'm on Matt and Aaron Air, I said to him, I feel like the Packers are doing right now what they expect, what everyone expected of them last season, being very new, you know, Jordan Love, this brand new team, kind of putting everything together. It's not going to be the worst. It's not going to be the best, but they had a stellar season last year. And this year it's like, all right, well, they're getting to know each other. They're getting through the things. They're working through all of the problems. Yeah. And that's fair. I mean, it's still a very new team with a very young coach and, you know, I think I see good things happening from them. There's a lot of talent there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why. Yeah, I agree with you on that, by the way. I don't know why that score didn't show up, but I did watch a lot of the Dallas debacle. Holy cow.
Are they just the worst team ever? Are they terrible?
The Cowboys got whooped yesterday. It wasn't even close by the Eagles. And you gotta think, how long is Jerry Jones, the owner, gonna keep Mike McCarthy in that plush offices of Jerry World down there?
I mean,
I gotta think Mike McCarthy has hired the Mayflower Movers or something like that to show up the door pretty soon.
I always, whenever I hear talk about, like, you know, oh, they, you know, they should fire the, not just they should, because you know the Packers lose a game, fire the coach. The Brewers lose three games, fire the coach. Right now the Bucks could be hiring, maybe, who knows, maybe their fifth head coach in 3 years. But it always seems like, I always wonder what it must be like to be that coach where you're like, you hear the rumblings and you're just like, hey, everybody, How's it going? We're fine. Everything's fine.
Right. I'm fine. On the other hand, you know, they get paid. It's like if they do lose their job, they're going to be okay.
I know you love the sport, and it's what you eat, breathe, and dream. But there's also a thing like, you know, like, we're letting you go. We're going to pay out the rest of your contract. And you're like, so I'm going to make like $30 million? Like, yeah, then I think I'm going to retire from sports forever.
Right. There's something to be said for that. I totally agree.
Absolutely.
Let's check some weather for temperatures around the state of Wisconsin at 15 now, past the hour of 6 o'clock. Pat Kreitlow on vacation time, while Greg Bakken with you for this Veterans Day 2024. And up north, there is a distinct line, Greg, of temperatures, particularly north of Highway 29 or Highway 8, all the way up in Duluth Superior, 39 degrees this morning, over in Bayfield, 39 as well. Then it kind of warms up a little bit warmer down, say, around the Amory area, 36 degrees. Eau Claire this morning, staying around 39. Menominee this morning at 43 degrees. 48 in beautiful Wausau, and 50 degrees as we get over to Green Bay over that part of the state. 48 degrees back on the western side of the state in La Crosse. 50 degrees in the old hometown down there in Richland Center here. 52 in Madison. And Greg Bach, where you're at Radio City Music Hall, 54 degrees.
Oh, we're gonna get
the Rockettes are dancing.
Whoa! this ain't ball stop kicking weather.
Right, exactly. 50 degrees in Oshkosh as well, and 40. It looks like 45 degrees, or Pertner, as my granddad used to say, in Wisconsin Rapids this morning. WFHR. Have you been to WFHR studios, by the way?
I have not. I've only been had
They're
the
very nice.
I've had the pleasure of course, being here at Radio Park, and and then also
Radio Park. I'm sorry, I forgot.
What it oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to get sued,
it's a Radio
Todd.
City Music Hall, yeah.
And then also seeing the wonderful studios in Madison this past week, that was lovely. Yes. I want to go up to all the different studios and see all the, because it's like you have all of these coworkers here at Civic Media, and we see their faces on our calls and we get the emails. But then when you get to actually meet them, that's the real special part.
Right. You nailed it right there, because all of our staff, I think, are unbiased, but I think everybody is fantastic. And the people at WFHR were just exceptional. People were bringing in cookies, the listeners over there, and just could not be nicer. So could not have not appreciated all those folks more. I'll get to a couple of headlines for you before we step away here for our first break. A couple of things to know on this Veterans Day, Monday, the 11th of November. Less than a week after the election, President-elect Donald Trump's transition team is quickly working to fill key roles in his administration. Foreign leaders, allies, and those seeking a job under Trump have descended on his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Some members and guests have been being pulled aside to have talks with Trump, although advisors insist that everything is going through the proper channels. Yesterday, Trump announced Tom Homan will serve as the acting director of ICE in his administration. He will also be in charge of the nation's borders this time around. He also offered Republican Representative Elise Stefanik, the number three person in the House, the job as U.S. ambassador to the U.N., according to CNN. Trump has ruled out, and this is very interesting, actually made a post about it on Truth Social this weekend, Trump ruling out cabinet posts for Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley, who both had top foreign policy spots the last time around. Pompeo, of course, a stint as Secretary of State, and Nikki Haley, UN ambassador. So was it worth it, guys? Was it worth it, Nikki? Because now you're on the outside looking in. You're on the inside with us, with Greg Bach and Todd Allball. It is Civic Media Morning.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. Right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Driving through West Virginia, and I've seldom been thinner. With that chip on my shoulder, and this past year I got so much older.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. I'm Todd Alball with Mr. Greg Bach in our beautiful studios down in Racine. A little camp for you, Mr. Bach.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a chill vibe.
I know, I like this. We're going to keep
The whole album's great. The album... Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll you can play some more selections off. There's one called Peach Fuzz, a little bit more up-tempo, whatever. A friend of mine introduced me to this group a couple of years ago, and they tour a lot with another similar type of group called Mount Joy.
Oh.
And it's just a lot of fun. It's some good music, some good vibes. So we'll play more of that. That's the kind of mood I'm in these days on this Veterans Day, Greg Bach. Just kind of chill out. We all need to just get grounded and chill out.
I don't disagree with you. Very much so. Yes, we need to take. I know there's so much happening right now. We got to take moments just to say, all right, just gotta breathe.
Right.
Yeah.
I really agree. I just think it's really important, no matter what we're doing. For many people over the weekend, there was a lot of I'm not feeling so great right now in terms of what's happened over the election. I think it's just important that we talked about this a little bit on our show last week. That look, we can't change everything all at once, you know, and it's okay to take a few days here just to kind of digest everything and get in touch with yourself. And mental health is just. So, and I think that we don't often enough, you know, take the time to just acknowledge that look, I need to just process and deal with some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's fine.
Yes.
So, it is the 11th of November. Todd Alball in for Pat Kreitlow. Greg Bach helping me out as well here on the show. A couple more headlines for you this morning on this 11th of November. Out in Washington, D.C., Republicans are hoping to seize unified control of Washington, but the balance of the House of Representatives is still undecided. So far, the GOP has clinched the presidency and flipped the Senate, but an estimated 1 million votes are left to be counted in House races. Mostly in California, Republicans are now 4 seats away from holding on to the majority, while Democrats are 13 seats away from taking the chamber. Meanwhile, Democrats are analyzing the election loss after Trump won all 7. That's right, over the weekend, Nevada and Arizona were called for Trump as well. Trump won all 7 of the country's battleground states. While some shifts in Trump's direction were expected, others revealed voter shifts that could reshape America's political landscape. Meanwhile, as global leaders gather in Azerbaijan for the United Nations Climate Change Conference this week, a new report is flashing a warning signal about natural disasters. The total cost of damage from climate-related extreme weather events globally was approximately $2 trillion between 2014 and 2023, according to the International Chamber of Commerce. That's roughly in line with the economic toll of the 2008 global financial crisis. There has also been an 83% increase in recorded climate disasters between 1980 and 1999 and 2000 and 2019, the ICC says. The report comes as President-elect Donald Trump promises to undo climate regulations in the U.S., including rolling back pollution limits on tailpipes and power plants. So right there, you know, another good reason just to sit back and smoke whatever you got and enjoy a little camp. Because, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
And here's news you can use, because I'm sure so many of the Up North News listeners are into Bitcoin. Bitcoin yesterday hit new record levels of $80,000. The world's largest cryptocurrency is up 80% this year, thwarting the S&P 500 still electric 25.7% gain in 2024. The crypto industry believes Donald Trump's presidency is bullish on the Bitcoin and other digital currencies. Mr. Bach, do you own any Bitcoin?
No, and I don't want any. I don't care how expensive it is. Because here's the thing is everything you just said, you're like, Bitcoin hit a high of $80,000. And my first two questions are,
right,
how and why? Like,
right. I know.
I can barely wrap my brain around the idea of the stock market. You know, I get that maneuvers right. in companies influence how their values are seen and then traded on the global market, but it just seems like Bitcoin's just some guy named Terry in a back room going, it's 80,000 a day, go. Like it, and then at any moment, someone just be like, yes. I got some bad news. What's the news, Terry? Well, it was never worth anything to begin with, but you should have sold like a month ago. I sold a month ago, but I forgot to tell y'all. So, you guys want some Dogecoin? I got some Dogecoin. I mean, it's the crypto market to me just seems everything they brag about when it comes to crypto are the things that make me terrified. It's like, it's decentralized. I'm like, that doesn't seem good. It's on a blockchain. What does that mean?
And for those of you, for those out there listening, going, what the heck is Bitcoin? Correct me if I'm wrong. This is my explanation. This actually started several years ago, and someone said, what if I could get people to actually sell air? And no, you can never do that. This is a bar bet, you understand? And like, can you get people to buy air? No, you can't. And so someone said, hey, I got something that you'll never have. It's not tangible. You can never hold it in your hand. It's not in a bank, but I'll sell it to you for $30. And if you keep it long enough, it'll be worth something. And somebody said, I'll do that. And so I got $30 in Bitcoin. And now fast forward like 10 years later, and it's worth like $100,000. And now you can actually cash it out.
I know. I've seen that. Like, we got a Bitcoin ATM. Like, that means nothing to me. I don't know what that means. Like, I'm
right.
I don't want to be the old guy at the club. Like, I don't understand how these kids dance to this music anymore. But like, Bitcoin really freaks. Okay, Todd. Bitcoin really freaks me out. I just feel like we're going to be here, and then one day it's going to be like, we have put everything into, we put our whole military into Bitcoin. Oh, no. I don't know.
And places like El Salvador, their president down there, Nayib Bukele, they've adopted Bitcoin, one of the first ones in the world, as a proper currency. You can either use the U.S. dollar or Bitcoin. Not for me, but I know. But if you got the Bitcoin, congrats. You're doing well. You're flying high. Sit back with a cup of Wonder State coffee, a little camp on the radio. Greg Bach and Todd Allball filling in. Two guys in a canoe for Pat Kreitlow, who's sleeping in this morning. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking back over my life. Spent the most.
Real news. Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community.
It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You know, despite the weather we faced in Wisconsin, the end of the year, corn and soybeans didn't fare too badly. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Now, what are we going to do with that crop? One area is looking for improvement. Details on that next.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in De Pere and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. Troy Bradenkamp is the Director of Public Affairs with the Renewable Fuels Association. He says now that the Trump administration is headed to the White House, they're optimistic about year-round E15 and EPA regulations getting pulled back.
He has supported year-round E15 from the start, so we're certainly going to urge him in the months ahead to work with Congress. You know, it can't be an executive order solution this time. It's going to have to be a legislative solution. But I think that the new Trump administration will make every effort to pull back that EPA tailpipe emissions. And we're right in the middle of that as well. We're in that lawsuit because we see that rule as going too far, and it really represents a de facto EV mandate.
Troy Bradenkamp, he is with the Renewable Fuels Association. He said the Biden administration did approve summertime use of E15, but only in 8 Midwest states and only starting next year. They're hoping for better things with Trump. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. Right now, look a little stronger. Numbers are next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday, the barrel cheese dropped 3.25 cents to 176.75. 40-pound block cheese was down 3 at 172, and AA butter ended the week down 1.25 cents, 265 a pound. December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning up 8 right now at 19.15 a hundredweight. December corn's up 1 cent at 4.32. January beans are up 8 at 10.39. December wheat down a dime right now at 5.62 a bushel. There's your quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. And then on Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish, Sinekin, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Taking a well-deserved vacation, Up North News Radio, and Patrick will return on Monday. It is 6:35. Greg Bach down at our stations in Racine and Waukesha. I am here in the capital city, Madison, Wisconsin, and you are all Up North Radio. No matter where you are, Up North is a state of mind. You understand? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be north of Highway 29, not even north of Highway 8. It could be your state of mind, how you look at things, Greg Bach. And that's that music right there, a little song called Peach Fuzz by Camp, C-A-A-M-P, if you're Googling it up. So there you go.
There you go. All right. I enjoy it. It's very good music. It's just good. It's good driving music.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Driving music, cleaning music, chilling music, camping music, as a matter of fact. A little camp for you on this November 11th, 2024. It is Veterans Day, as we've been saying. If anyone wants to call in, we'd love to hear, if you're a veteran, we'd love to hear about your service. If you'd like to give a shout-out to one of your loved ones, you can give us a call as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842, and Mr. Bach will answer the phone. We'll put you on the air. I think that'd be cool to hear from all of our great veterans today on this 11th of November. Other dates are, well, let's do birthdays. How about that? Shall we, Mr. Bach? Do you enjoy a good birthday, another birthday wish? Let's see. Who famous was born on this day? Looking down through the list here. Guy, it's not organized very well because usually it like pops up. And it, well, also here's a little behind the scenes information for you. Our internet here at the Massive World headquarters is down. So I'm using a backup internet, and so things are a little slow, kind of like Todd in the morning if he doesn't have his coffee, a little slow this morning. So that's what's going on today. Here's something that is working. This day in music history, Greg Bach. How about this? You know what happened on November 11th, 2008?
What?
2008. Speaking of music, 18-year-old Taylor Swift released her second album called Fearless, which goes on to sell over 10 million copies. Standout tracks include Love Story and You Belong With Me. And then, of course, she went on to have fame and fortune with the Kansas City Chiefs. We got a big win last night on a missed field goal. Also on this date in 2005, Billy Joel began touring again, launching his first solo tour in 8 years. And of course, he just wrapped up the big, what do you call it?
Madison Square Garden shows?
What do you call it? Residency. Thank you. Yeah. Residency at Madison Square Garden. And now I hear word, I think he's coming to Wisconsin in 2025.
He's going to do Sting.
A few stadium shows. How about that?
He's coming with Sting.
How about that?
Just make a show. Just tell it. Greg, you can't afford this show. You cannot afford this show at all. Period.
I'm right there with you. But we can admire it from the outside.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, here's something. I'm not even going to talk about the song. But here, let's see. 1999, a teenage Britney Spears wins for Best Female Pop Breakthrough Artist and Best Song, Baby One More Time, at the MTV Europe Music Awards in Dublin. It seems like Britney Spears has been around more than 20 years, but then again, I'm old. But she really popped onto the scene in 1999. I had a friend of mine who teaches mentioned Britney Spears to a class of middle schoolers, and they said, "Who's that?"
Come on, that's just not...
I'm serious.
Oh.
I'm serious. Right? Isn't that crazy?
Don't make the millennial thing here's make me feel old.
I know. Here's one, the same group of kids, middle schoolers, they did know this artist. This is the only one that my friend brought up and they knew. Back in 1991, on this date, on November 11th, per Michael Jackson's wishes, 1 week before his controversial Black or White music video airs, a memo circulates at MTV instructing the network's on-air personnel to refer to Jackson as the King of Pop at least twice a week during the next 2 weeks. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that. I knew.
And really? I'm impressed.
And listen to me, folks, when I say this. I knew that Michael Jackson gave himself a nickname. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Wow.
Is he the king of pop?
I guess,
but yes. I'm not. Please don't come at me, Michael Jackson fans.
Right.
I just, yeah. Yep, totally gave himself a nickname.
I did not know. I thought it was just like the industry dubbed him that or whatever. And I guess kind of sort of, but I did not know it was instigated by his own management team or by himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the guy knew how to market himself. What else you want to say about him? I mean, enormously talented, and he knew how to market himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Just refer to me as the king of pop. And
what do you want to call yourself, Todd? We can start this today.
I don't know. Just don't call me late for dinner. You know, I don't know. A man of the people. I'm a man of the people. That's what I want to be known as.
Todd Alba, man of the people.
I like that.
There you go.
How about you?
Just be nice to me. Call me Greg. That's fine. I'm fine. I don't need a nickname. We were talking about that last week too.
Call me Greg. Don't call me Al. You can call me Greg.
Nice. All right.
What were you saying?
Oh, I just was gonna say, like, we were talking about last week about the idea of giving yourself a nickname, that you can't do that. You cannot give yourself a nickname. That's just against the rules. Oh, well, Tony Zimmerman, of course, the Todd Father.
Well, was that you or him?
That's him. He gave that to you. I think that's a brilliant nickname, and I'm jealous.
And you repeated it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He says it every time he sees you, Todd Father. So that's who you are.
Yes, he does. Yeah. It's stuck a little bit. Yeah. Some of our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, love it.
There are worse things.
No, of course.
But speaking of things that could be worse, our weather around the state of Wisconsin at 6:41 on a Monday morning looks like weather is holding all roads across the state of Wisconsin are a good fall driving condition. No accidents to report, at least any major ones around the state of Wisconsin that's causing any closures. Your commute to work and to school should be clear sailing for the most part this morning. Temperatures range from 39 degrees up beautiful Duluth Superior up north, 36 in Amory this morning, 39 in Eau Claire where my sister is getting ready. Hello, Heather. Thanks for listening. 48 degrees at La Crosse on Granddad's Bluff, 50 degrees in southwest Wisconsin in Richland Center, 46 degrees now in WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Looks like 48 degrees in Wausau, 50 degrees over in Green Bay, 39 in beautiful Rhinelander, 48 in Oshkosh. It is 52 here in Madison, Wisconsin, and 48 at the old headquarters in Waukesha. But Greg Bach says, I could do better than that. It's 54 at Radio Park City, whatever it's called in Racine.
Radio City, Park City.
Park City, Utah. Now, there. Have you ever been there?
I've never been to Utah. I hear it's gorgeous.
I flew into Salt Lake City once or twice and got to see it only from the airport. And even outside the airport, it looks spectacular.
Yeah.
But that's a place I want to go explore a little bit.
Yeah.
A little Park City action.
There you go.
Very chill, very granola-ish and campish. And very Mormon.
Very, very Mormon.
Maybe Jane, Matt, and Aaron, I should do a road trip to Utah, just be with the Mormons. So we can sing Book of Mormon all the way.
I will propose that to her this morning. I'll see what she thinks. We'll go see if I'll get Civic Media to pay for that bus tour.
You know what? All right, this is totally, I'm just using airtime to have a conversation with Greg on the air, but you might find it interesting and we got to kill time. So, because Todd's computer is not working. So here's the deal. I went and had brunch yesterday with this friend of mine over in Middleton, a suburb of Madison, and there's a 1983 beautifully either restored or well-kept VW bus. And it's kind of like that seafoam green and white. And I'm thinking, what if we would just, that's like 19 grand, you know, Civic should just buy that bus and then we could just take trips all over the state and talk to people and be in a VW bus. How about that?
Yeah, because I think a VW bus gets, what, like 4 miles to the gallon? So...
Greg, you missed the results of the election. We don't have to worry about the environment.
You're right. Yeah,
it's all going to be taken care of.
It's all taken care of.
So just enjoy the time that you while you can.
Energy is going to be 50% off as of January, and you can't get the best. It's the best energy ever. It's the best energy ever. For those who can't see me on the live stream, I'm doing my best impression of Donald Trump's hand gestures, which is right. As my friend Nate Craig, Madison's own Nate Craig, said. You catch a fly around your stomach, and you bring it up, and then you let it go at the bottom again. That's how you do a that's how you do an impression of him. Oh, Todd is the folks. For those who are not listening, who weren't listening to it earlier, we're having a little bit of internet problems. So Todd is refreshing at the moment, but do not fear, he will be back. He was talking about celebrity birthdays today. I saw one celebrity birthday that popped up. Today is Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday. He is turning, oh my gosh, Leonardo DiCaprio, folks, is 50. That one kind of hurts, not going to lie. Anne Hathaway is turning 41. Demi Moore is turning 62. And I'm going to say this one for the young people who may know him, Jordan Lacey. He's a YouTube star for all the young people listening right now. He is turning 26 years old today. But Todd was also mentioning, yeah, it was said in during the speeches at all the rallies that the energy would be cut by 50% at least. And in fact, if you're listening in later today for Matt and Air on Air, we've got Matt Randolph, who is aka Mr. Global on TikTok. He is going to be talking about things like that as far as campaign promises from both sides, because he talks about oil and gas. He is an oil and gas expert. He's been working in the field for about 30 years now. He has his own company, and he'll be talking about that. We will be asking about what to expect from a Trump presidency coming up in the next couple months to the next year, because, you know, as we know, as if you don't know, I don't know how you don't, but he will be discussing those matters, because those are the issues that that really concern us, you know, putting the gas in the car, getting the groceries, you know, and we want to make sure that we can be able to afford them. And he will talk about what a Trump administration will have on our gas, energy, and other sorts of properties and whatnot. So we're going to be waiting for Todd to come back into the studio. And I think he is there right there. Todd, are you back?
I don't. Clearly, it's no coffee. I should have opened a bottle of bourbon this morning. That's what's going on.
Hey, it's Monday, buddy. It's Monday.
We're here in the middle of our technology offices, and nothing is working. That's all I got to tell you. Nothing is working. But thank you for filling in, Greg. I
thought you should know this. Leonardo DiCaprio is 50, Todd.
Oh, God. Really?
Yes.
50?
He's 50. Oh, man.
There you go. There's just that.
Just wanted to ruin your day.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot. We're going to take a break here pretty soon, but did you watch SNL, Saturday Night Live, at all?
Yeah, we can talk about that when we come back. I
think we should definitely talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I have some thoughts. I have some thoughts on it.
Oh, I have thoughts, too.
To see what yours are, and also that of our audience, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Pat Kreitlow is sleeping in this morning at a little vacation. He certainly is in, what am I trying to say? He needs that.
Yeah,
he's earned that.
Yes.
So he'll be back with Up North News Radio on Monday. And Greg and Todd here trying to keep the old interwebs together as we move through a Monday with you. Pour yourself another cup of coffee. We'll check a little road condition and whether we come back and talk about Saturday Night Live, how it's dealing with the current events, and the news of the hour. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat Kreitel on vacation. Up North News Radio will return on Monday. Can we just start this entire morning over Greg Bach, who joins me from down in Racine? It's really one of those kind of days.
It's, you know, maybe it's off the cuff. It's fun.
Well, that's for yes. If you couldn't tell, folks, there is no script.
Yeah.
Welcome back here as we take a look again. Driving conditions around the state of Wisconsin. It looks like, according to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, all roads are in good driving condition this morning. No temperatures below the 36 degree mark, so don't have to worry about any sort of ice or black ice on the roads this morning. Doesn't look like any major fog either anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, so your commute to work and school should be a good one. 39 degrees now up at Duluth Superior, and move down to Amory 36, Eau Claire at 39, Wausau 48 now, as is La Crosse over the western side of the state, around 48 degrees in Wisconsin Rapids, 50 degrees in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, 52 here in Madison, 48 over in Oshkosh, as we said, maybe 50 in Green Bay, 48 degrees in Waukesha, and 54, a balmy get out the suntan lotion morning for Greg Bach down there in beautiful Racine this morning. How about that? Also, news headlines, really the big news, of course, continues to be over the weekend. The transition has begun for now President-elect Donald Trump for a second term in Washington. Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo, two large figures in Trump's first administration, were told over the weekend, of course it was via Truth Social. It wasn't like, I'll call these people up. I'll just let them know on Truth Social, yeah, you're not getting in the second term. This is a second term. I mean, it's so Trump, so on point, you know, in my opinion.
I think that right there, when people want to talk about, you know, we're hoping for the best and it's going to be amazing, and I'll be like, the professionalism of the man himself was to tell people on social media, you're not getting a job with me. That is not professional.
No, you know, I mean, look, we had the mess around part on Tuesday, and now we're gonna get to the find out part. Welcome to find out.
Welcome to find out Landia. I mean, it's really it's that's something, Todd, that I came to I came to a realization this past week, and I said, like, you know, we did all the work we could do. We talked to people, we informed them as much as we could. You know, you can't make people change their minds. You can't make people vote for who you want. But when it all comes down to it, I'm going to live in this world knowing what I did and being proud of it. And the things that happen as a result of what did take place on Tuesday, I don't want to say it is certainly beyond my control to a certain extent, but I don't want to be like, well, I told you so, but I'll always know that I had what I feel was better intentions than where we're possibly going. And
yeah,
you know, I don't have to be one of these people like, I voted for this.
So there's that. There's that. Speaking of the election over the weekend, Saturday, and I was really looking forward to Saturday Night Live. I don't know why. I guess I needed a moment of therapy.
Yeah.
For some, and 4 years ago, or pardon me, 8 years ago, when Hillary Clinton lost to Trump, it was the great Kate McKinnon who played Hillary on Saturday Night Live, and the cold open was just her at a grand piano, and she was actually playing, and it was her playing a rendition of Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And it was moving, and at the end of it, she looked at the camera and just said, I'm not giving up, but neither should you, and live from New York at Saturday night, and the place went wild. And I thought, well, maybe do they bring Kate back, and is she at the piano again, and then Maya as Kamala Harris is standing there with a glass of wine, kind of like, I wanted them to kind of repeat in 2019 when she got out of the primary, and the wind was blowing in her hair, and she's like, you know, you could have had me,
yeah,
bees, you know, and I thought, so does Kate start that, and she goes, and Maya's like, oh no, we're not doing that.
No,
you know, I mean, I thought that'd be kind of funny, and instead it was just a bootlicking by Lorne Michaels and the Saturday Night Live cast of basically some sort of a weird joke that, oh, sorry Donald, this was all a joke, we really actually do love you. And I thought it was weird and extraordinarily disappointing, and you can't tell me there wasn't some kind of a controversy or a fallout between Lorne Michaels and Maya Rudolph, because she was not on the show.
She wasn't on the show, and honestly, like, I didn't know what to expect, and I knew it couldn't have been that great because nobody was really talking about it the next day. No one, like, it wasn't like cold opening on SNL really, you know, makes a statement. They didn't make a statement.
Right.
And, you know, personally, as someone who watches Saturday Night Live every single week, no matter the quality of the show, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's awful. But I was really disappointed by it. I saw the humor in it, but I was like, oh, you could have done more. And also I thought to myself, well, what do I expect from a show that actually, you know, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, none of them hosted Saturday Night Live. But you know who did? Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So it doesn't surprise me. It disappoints me. And
what about, very quickly, what about the comedian that, or supposed comedian? I never heard of this guy, but he made fun of women and Asians. And that was his idea of humor to open the show.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing. That's Bill Burr. And Bill Burr is always like, he's a guy who is known for being like bristly and prickly. And he makes a lot of money and sells out arenas doing it. And I find him funny. I did not find that opening bit funny. And was like, he's like, we're not going to talk about that. I was like, we're not going to talk about that. I'm like, of course we're not going to talk about that. I mean, it was disappointing.
Yes, it was. But what's not disappointing is morning coffee and little camp and hanging out with Greg Bach and Todd. So come on back in hour two. We're going to check some more scores for you over the weekend, sports cars, weather, of course, as well. And who knows what else we'll talk about. Stay tuned. It is
a new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Former Congressman Dan Lipinski said, "On this Veterans Day, let us remember the service of our veterans, and let us renew our national promise to fulfill our sacred obligations to our veterans and their families who have sacrificed so much so that we can live free." This Veterans Day tribute brought to you by Curry Insurance Agency. Serving Waukesha for over 40 years, Curry Insurance offers life, health, and vehicle insurance. Visit couri.com to request a quote online today. That website again is couri.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.